The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. Whatever stage your business is at, there's always time to imagine sustainable, positive change. AIB, for the life you're after.
And nice weather it wasn't last night. As you've been hearing in the news, over 3,000 homes and businesses are without power this morning after the heavy rain and winds last night. Well, joining me now is David Broderick, who's director of the Small Firms Association. David, the loss of electricity seriously affects an inconvenience families and households, but it also does affect businesses as well. And perhaps unlike preparation for flooding, which can be made, it's a bit more of a lottery, isn't it, as to whether or not a storm is affecting a business and exactly where their electricity could be hit.
Yes, morning, Richard. Well, unfortunately, these events are far too frequent now, aren't they? I suppose from our membership, what we tend to see is certainly people making changes around staff and staff coming to work. A lot of the queries yesterday would have been around that. And then it's another blow, really, because depending on the sector that you're in, you know, certain retail sectors, you know, that might come back today or tomorrow. But other sectors where it's more experiential, you know, that day is gone yesterday, you know what I mean?
We saw after Storm Éowyn, and this, of course, was nothing as severe as that, but we did see in the wake of that a bit of a push on to try to make some of the infrastructure more resilient, because in that case, mobile phone networks and everything were hit. How important is it, do you think, to try to get that right into the future? And how far can we take it? Nothing can be completely bulletproof.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, like you said yourself, these events are so unpredictable, aren't they? Yes, it wasn't nearly as severe as Storm Éowyn, but any investment, I suppose, in critical infrastructure is going to be helpful to mitigate these things when they happen. I think the colleagues in ESB are doing a fantastic job, just to say that, and certainly are reactive and out there on the ground, and that's very, very helpful. But certainly any support at this stage, Richard, is very welcome.
Is there a tendency in the wake of these things perhaps to just focus on what has happened and the clean-up rather than look long-term? For example, other countries like Germany and Portugal, they're approving better infrastructure plans. We're not there yet. Should we be doing more?
Yeah, well, I think we saw in the budget this year a big push from government to invest more in infrastructure. So I think more of that and at a quicker pace would be a possible solution. But like we said, we just don't know with these storms and the different levels and of businesses being affected.
Particularly when you mentioned there about retail and somebody in that situation, does a power cut like this really sort of impact their business? Does it cost them a lot?
Yeah, so look, we're going into such a busy period. Like I said at the start, you know, some of this will come true in the wash. You know, some people will go out today and do their shopping as opposed to yesterday. But I do think the other side, you know, they're struggling at this busy period. And what I would ask listeners, I suppose, if you can't get out and support local today or tomorrow, at least try and get out next weekend and you know, spend that money locally and support the companies.
Okay, well, hopefully that will happen, and hopefully it won't be too long a winter. It is only mid-November. There may well be more to come, but we'll see. David Broderick, Director of the Small Firms Association, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.